the week before last, POTUS announced it was patriotic to wear a mask. Last week, his administration sought to defund the CDC, contact tracing, and testing. This is a remarkable journey that we are on as we see the inconsistent and illogical activities from Mr. Trump and his administration. This may be just a political ploy to get some other item into the new relief bill, but how Secretary Mnuchin can deliver these messages with a straight face truly indicates to me that he is in the wrong profession. He should be a clown. Jobless claims increased last week for the first time since March, with layoffs occurring presumably in advance of the anticipated changes which are going to occur as a result of the COVID-19 resurgence in the miracle states of Florida, Texas, and Arizona. I wonder how many more miracle states will be added this week. It's important to note that these are initial jobless claims, not renewals from those laid off earlier, although overall claims for benefits did decline, which does mean that some receiving benefits either dropped out or have gained other employment. U.S. Treasuries are returning incredibly low rates, which means people who are fleeing to Treasuries for security and federal borrowing is very cheap. Unfortunately, it also means that those with cash who might invest in Treasuries will receive little return. The trade war escalates as the U.S. requires the Chinese to close their consulate in Houston and China retaliates, requiring the closure of our consulate in Chengdu. It is very clear that the relationship between the United States and China is going in the wrong direction, and that Mr. Trump's gambits largely failed as they did in North Korea, Syria, etc. President Trump has been praising Dr. Stella Emanuel, who is well known for her interesting theories, including the fact that alien DNA is being used in medical treatments, that scientists are developing an anti-religion vaccine, that she blames witches and demons for various medical conditions, as well as a few other conspiracy theories. This is problematic only because the president is trumpeting her as someone who is an outstanding physician and scientist while he trashes Dr. Fauci. A major in the D.C. National Guard testified before Congress that the crowds in Lafayette Square, where he was on the ground with his troops, were not violent and that the descriptions offered by the White House, Mr. Barr, etc., were completely inaccurate and exaggerated. This paints a completely different picture of what happened there from someone who has no apparent axe to grind and is in a position where he has nothing to gain. It will be interesting to see what, if anything, comes of this, which I am relatively sure, other than that he may lose his position with the National Guard, I'm sure Mr. Barr and Mr. Trump will find a way to brand him as some type of anarchist. Scientists have selected a crater on Mars known as Jezero, in which to land a Mars rover. This is significant because the basis of this decision is that the crater appears to be a place where water may well have existed and could help establish whether or not life ever existed on Mars. We know Mars is cold and dry, but also that it was not always that way. Here's to science. The dollar is continuing to fall. Since March of this year, it has dropped 9%. This means it's weakening against other currencies. And that places the U.S. in a position where one of our great strengths is dissipating, as other countries have held U.S. dollars as part of their reserve, which was an important world-stabilizing factor. It has, of course, other potential ramifications, since as the dollar weakens, our exports become less expensive, but imports become more expensive, thus altering our trade patterns and our balance of trade. Congressman Gohmert of Texas tested positive for the COVID-19 hoax. I wonder which treatment regimen he'll undertake, those recommended by POTUS and Dr. Emanuel, or by a real physician. Wonder if he'll wear a mask now. The stock market took a stumble late last week, although it was up for the week. The cause of the stumble is increasing COVID-19 cases, higher unemployment, and the failure of the Congress to act on a new relief package. Let me rephrase, the failure of Republicans to act.